Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you. August 12, 2015. Before I go any further, happy birthday to my beautiful 11-year-old daughter, Laura Ann Crowley. 11 years old, the second oldest child of my four girls. We love you, Laura. We're going to have a great time tonight. It's a little bit of a cheat day for yours truly. Pizza, wings, ice cream, all that good stuff, man. But that's what being a dad's all about, right? When I was trapped in a corporate rat race, you know what I'd have to do? Oh, I'm leaving early. Can I get some time off today? It's my daughter's birthday. Can I take the day off? No way. Couldn't take the day off. Well, I could if I planned it like 6 months in advance. I could take the day off. But it's more like, oh, I'll be home at 5, and you get stuck in traffic. Home at 5:30. I mean, it's your kid's birthday, man. Are you kidding me? Come on now. I've got an amazing, amazing review to read for you today. I was just in iTunes, and literally, I just found it. It's the most recent one, and it's not a 5-star review, so don't think for a minute that I'm going to be sitting here saying, oh, it's Sam Crowley's like the greatest thing in the world. Now, by the way, if you want to leave that review, like Mr. James 1968 just left, let me read this one, okay? Let me read two of them. One's one sentence. I found this podcast about 5 months ago. It's one of my absolute favorites by B. Chap. Thank you so much. Next one. I don't believe there's a more down-to-earth and inspiring person than Sam Crowley. He's a super nice guy, and how do I know? I got to meet him at an event in Chicago, so he's really not an alien from another planet. That's always good to know. So subscribe to him, sit back and smile, laugh, and get a little teary-eyed, but most importantly, be inspired. James, thank you. I appreciate the love. I appreciate it. Seriously, who wouldn't want to hear good things said about you, right? I mean, that's, you know, if you had a choice. Okay, here we go. Raise your hand. You want someone taking a shot at you, calling you a moron, they hate you, or somebody loves you. What are you going to do, right? Somebody loves you. Now, this is a review, and I want all of you to listen to this one because this is why we talk about being who you are, okay? I'll do me, you do you through life. How's that? We cool? We going to be okay that way? Here we go. JC Rivera 13 writes the review. 3 out of 5 stars. By the way, most are 5 stars. One was one. Oh, God, let me read this one. 1-star review. Hold on before I go any further. Jay Bravi or something. Not so impressed was the name of the title of the podcast. So I just listened to a podcast number 2, apparently. 90% of this podcast was a lame commercial for a documentary that the host is producing. This was a waste of 12 minutes. Calling my show a waste of 12 minutes. I love it. Now, the documentary, I don't remember ever talking for the entire podcast about. I could. You know what it's about? My daughter's journey being born at 1 pound, the One More Breath documentary. If you were listening, this must have been he was listening to a show. It wasn't podcast number 2 because podcast number 2 was back in 2005, but he's probably referring to back in March when we were creating the documentary film for our daughter, Baby Susan and Her Miracle Journey, 221 days in Children's Hospital, on a ventilator, all that good stuff, tracheostomy, but hey, some people aren't impressed by that. I get it. Ain't a big deal. Not offended in the least. Words are words. You don't give meaning to words because they just simply don't have them. They're words, okay? So, and also, you're not going to please everybody. You're just not going to do it. So when you go out on your own as an entrepreneur or anywhere, it doesn't even matter. Once you get out of the cocoon where, you know, everybody gets a trophy playing little Johnny soccer team and, oh, you got a trophy because you had the lowest numbered jersey on the team. Congratulations, Johnny! Oh, and Phil, you get a trophy because you had the shortest hair. Phil, shortest hair, nicest eyes goes to Benjamin, okay? Stupid. Stupid. Go out in the real world, people are going to sling arrows, and it's awesome because some of this feedback's good. This review I'm going to read to you is actually awesome, and it's only 3 out of 5 stars, and I'm going to explain. So sit tight, okay? It's a paragraph long. Let me read it. JC Rivera 13 just put this review on iTunes. This is a review for 2. So I've been listening to Sam's show for about 2 weeks now. I enjoy it. He's all over the place, but I think so am I. He really gets you thinking of what path interests you and for you to go for it. I had my wife listen to the show to see what she thought. Granted, she only listened to 1 show, and it's not conclusive to all the shows, but what are you going to do? She did not like the show. She said he was all over the place, not staying on the topic he was talking about, and that it was mumbo jumbo. But you know what? In my eyes, that's what makes the show great to me. Nobody's perfect, and he is still connecting to people and inspiring people, me in particular. Thank you, Sam Crowley, for being you and not just what everyone wants you to be or say things the way everyone wants you to say it. Stay real. I love my wife. I love the show. Just wanted to leave this to give my 2 cents. Sorry for the long review, and not sorry if it's all caps, all over the place. Take care, Sam. JC Rivera, awesome review. And look, I like the part about your wife's review more than yours, if I may, because that's the gift, the feedback, guys. You got to take it, and you got to learn from it, and you do one other thing. Boom, nobody likes me. Or she's right. JC, your wife is 100% dead spot on. I am all over the place. You know why? That's my brand, being all over the place, because I used to live inside of a mental prison. I used to be in a box. Everybody wanted me to be something that I just didn't simply want to be. I wanted to be free, man. And I'm not getting all metaphoric on you and getting all woo. But let me tell you something, man. 15 flipping years. Hell, go back further than that. Sister Gerarda in the first grade at St. Bernard's. Now I've got some therapy going on. So you guys grab a glass of wine, a beer, or a water, whatever, because I'm about to go all therapy on you, okay? Sister Gerarda, the nun, one of the nuns at St. Bernard's in 1976, I was 6 years old, 1974, used to whack my damn knuckles, man, with a ruler anytime I got out of place. So she got me in line real quick. You ever want to get in line? The nuns at a Catholic school are perfect for the job, okay? And then she told me she loved me. So I thought that was nice. Whack! I love you. Jesus loves you even more. I'm like, geez, I hope so. Holy cow. How can anybody love me? I hope he doesn't love me more than you. If that means Jesus is going to whack my hands even harder with a ruler. But I know you love me, Sister Gerarda. And I knew she did because you know why? She'd send me home in the winter with packets of hot chocolate. Very cool. And so then you go in. I remember I went in 9th grade. And I had a music teacher who literally slammed me. This was a lady, by the way. Slammed me against the locker. I was talking to somebody. I forget the guy's name. Just talking in class. And this lady, I mean, and she wasn't a petite flower. Let's just put it that way. Lifts me out of my chair. Yo, by the way, am I all over the place right now with my podcast? Maybe, but I'm coming back to my point. So bear with me for a minute, okay? And she lifts me out of my chair. And I'm 9th grade, man. I got to be like 5'9", 140 pounds. I don't know. Lifts me up, drags me outside, and smashes me against the lockers. If you ever talk in my class again, I'll kill you. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is like a bad horror movie. But you know what? I didn't talk again in her class. This lady damn near beat the hell out of me. So I'm not just saying living in a box in the corporate world. Go back to school. You're told when he can go to the bathroom, when he can go to lunch. You get smacked against the knuckles. You get slammed in the lockers. Whatever, man. You're living in a box. Living in a cardboard box. Then you get a taste of the apple. You get to go be an entrepreneur. You leave the corporate rat race, like 71% of the people who feel as though their talents aren't being utilized properly in the job. And you go for your dream. What? Let me tell you something. I'm going to be all over the place, okay? That's exactly where I'm going to be. You know where I'm not going to be? in the box. You know where I'm going to be? All over the place. You know where you want to be? All over the freaking, and it tastes amazing to do it. You know what I'm having tonight? I'm having pizza. I'm going to dip it in blue cheese. I don't give a rat's rear if you like that or don't like it or anybody likes it or anybody around me likes it. I love it. It's a buffalo thang. I'm having the hottest wings. I'm stuffing my face with so much cake and ice cream, I'm going to look like Joey Chestnut at a hot dog eating contest at Coney Island on the 4th of July. All right? Okay? That's what it means to be all over the place. Why? Because I was handcuffed my entire life trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do. And it's my daughter's birthday. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. And it's also my cheat day for working out. Yeah, I get to do it. So it's all in one, man. It's the perfect storm. It's like the lunar flipping eclipse that's happening on today, August 12th, 2015. So you know what I want you to do? I want you to join me today. I want you to join me today, and I want you to be all over the place. I want you to be here. I want you to be there. I want you to be everywhere. I want you to wear your shirt on backwards. Guys at the office, wrap your tie around your head in the form of a Rambo lookalike, okay? Just do something freaking crazy today because that's what life's about. Look, we're all born an original, but we all die a copy. So what are you going to do? You're going to be, and hey, this is a shout out to the review. I loved this review. And again, the 5-star part of this review, if you want to call it that, where the husband says, hey, I love Sam because I relate to him. That's great. I love that. Look, guys, keep the reviews coming. Please go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review because that helps the show get found faster. That's a little bit of the SEO juice that iTunes uses. Anybody listen to the show? Well, we know we got that covered because we got over 1 million downloads in the past year. 1 million downloads from a guy that's all over the place. Are you kidding me? Okay. We got that covered. We got thousands of subscribers. But we need the 5-star rating. So leave a review. And hey, if you want to leave 1-star, love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just like the guy that left the big old fat 1-star in there on July 16th, Jay Bravey, telling me he listened to one show. 90% of it was a lame commercial for a documentary that the host is producing. I wasn't producing it. I don't think it was lame, but it never even got off the ground. It was a waste of 12 minutes. I wasted Jay Bravey's 12 minutes. He can't get that back. There's 720 seconds of his life that he may as well have just set fire to, thrown out the window, never to be seen again. And I don't want that to happen for you, champion. I want to motivate you. I want to inspire you. I want to be so all over the place that you can't even find me. I'm like a bubble on a damn skillet, baby, because every day is Saturday for me, and it's going to be the same for you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.